Today's Shir's Masechta Chulin Daf Chav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches of Beis, the last words on the Amid Tashma. In our previous Shir, the Gemara had quoted Machlaikis, Rav and Rav Kahana. What is the halacha? We know that for Shechita to be kosher by bird, we have to minimally shecht roiv of one simen, and by animal, we have to shecht minimally roiv of two simonim. The question that the Gemara discussed the last part of our shiur yesterday, what happens if we shecht it exactly half? Is it treated like roiv or not? Rav's opinion was that mechza, when it's exactly half, is treated like roiv. And Rav Kahana's opinion was that it's not considered like roiv. So our Gemara continues to ask on the opinion of Rav. Toshma shochichatzi groigris, if somebody shechted half of the kana for Shaba, and then he paused kedei shchita cheres to wait the man to do another shchita, which the halachi is that is considered a shia, which would disqualify the shchita, and then gomra, and then he completed the shchita. The halachi is that it's kshera. Our Gemara is assuming that we're speaking about a behema. Ask the Gemara. If we're going to say that the halacha treats mechza mechza k'roiv, when it's exactly half by half, it's considered like roiv. So what we have here is that the kana was cut roiv, and if roiv of the kana is cut itrafila, then the animal becomes a trefa, because the cutting of roiv of the kana is makes it in, and then delay, pausing before the veshit, it's not, it's considered like a torn kana. And if it's considered like a torn kana, the animal became a trefa before we cut the veshit. And if the animal became a trefa before the veshit, how could that be a valid shchita? Yet the Braisa says that under those circumstances, shchita kshera, that it's considered a valid shchita. Answers Gemara, mi savrit. Answers the Gemara, don't explain that the Braisa is speaking about a behema. Say that the Braisa is speaking about a oif. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us, the Braisa is teaching us, that if you cut half the kana, then the shchita is going to be a good shchita, because manavshach. If we say that when it's cut 50%, the halacha is that it's kosher, that it's considered like that simen was cut. So if that's the case, you cut roiv of one simen, and we just finished explaining that when you cut roiv of one simen, so then the bird is properly slaughtered. If you're going to argue that mechza mechza enik roiv, that when we have mechza mechza, the halacha does not consider it baroiv. So if that's the case, then what happened is we have the kana that was cut less than half. And when we have a kana that was cut less than half, so as we learned many times in our shiurim, le'avad v'leklum, in no way would it disqualify the animal under such circumstances. And therefore, the halacha is that there's no problem with this bird, and you could continue, if you need to continue shechting, you may do so. And if you don't need to continue shechting, then you don't need to continue shechting. Tashma. So the Gemara asks another question on the opinion, on the opinion of Rav. The Braisa teaches, Harei shayachatzi kana pogam. If half of the kana is already cut, for haisavala kalshu, a locha that we've learned numerous times, and then you add a drop, it's like we said, you achieve 51%, for gomroi, and that's how you finish cutting the kana shchitasik shera. Ask the Gemara, but amrit mechza mechza karoiv, if we're saying that the locha treats mechza a mechza karoiv, so then trefa hava, then it became a trefa when you had it half cut. How could we ever say that it's kosher? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Shani Linyan Trefa. Even Rav, who holds that when it's 50%, it's considered roiv, He says, as far as Hilchas Treifa is concerned, Deir Halacha requires being a Roiv HaNir L'Anayim. You have to have more than 50%. And if it's only 50%, it won't be a Treifa. So our Gemara has now introduced a new concept, and that's a Roiv HaNir L'Anayim. But the Rishonim try to understand, how do we understand what Roiv HaNir L'Anayim means? Does Roiv HaNir L'Anayim mean, as we just said, that it's 51%? Once it's 51%, it's going to be significantly a real Roiv. That's when it's going to be Roiv. Anything less than that will not be Roiv HaNir L'Anayim. And therefore, even Rav, who says that 50% is Roiv, will not say that here. But there's a different way that the Rishonim approach this Gemara, based on a Gemara in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos introduces a concept of Ruba de Minka Be'inan. Ruba de Minka Be'inan means that it's such a significant Roiv that even if you're not standing close by, you could tell that you have Roiv. If that's the case, 51% would not make it a Treifa. You would have to have significant Roiv that even if somebody's not standing nearby, he could see that you have to have, that you have a Roiv. And there's a question, how to understand what the halacha here is. The Taz says that you have to have a Roiv that's so obvious, beloy medida, which means that you don't have to take a ruler, a measuring stick to measure. You could tell without any difficulty that you have a Roiv. And similarly, the Mordechai says, somebody who checks the simonim, they just want to make a minimal checking. It's inadequate. It has to be a very significant. It has to be a very significant and obvious Roiv. The Pri Chadosh disagrees, and the Pri Chadosh's opinion is that you don't need to have a Roiv, a very significant Roiv. As long as it's an absolute Roiv, certainly it will be considered Roiv. The only discussion that he has, is that a Chumra de Rabbanon, or is that a Din d'Oraisa? Says the Gemara, I'm Abaya, like Kaldekin who? So now Abaya asks, Rava, should we make the following Kavachimer? Or Ma Trefa, Beneka Meashu Mitrefa. When we speak about a Trefa, so we know that in many cases, even a minor hole will make an organ Trefa. Hacha de Bina Ruba, here where we need a Roiv to make it a Trefa, the Kana is not like other organs. We're learning Bina HaRoiv HaNir L'Anayim. We have to have a real Roiv. So Shechita, when we speak about Shechita, Da'ad De'ikar Ruba Lo'im Skashra, that the Aloch is, as we learned in the Mishnah at the beginning of this Perek, that unless you had Roiv of the Simonim Kot, the animal is not a kosher animal, like Kolshkein, should the halacha not certainly be that here, to make it a kosher shchita, you should need to have Roiv HaNir L'Anayim. Says the Gemara, because of this, the Gemara changes. And the Gemara suggests to Kol Alma, everybody's in agreement, Amechza, Amechza, and a Karoiv. When it's exactly half, it's not Roiv. V'ki itma de Rav Rav Kahana, where do we have this machloikus about Rav, between Rav and Rav Kahana when it's exactly 50%? It's regarding a different subject altogether. We're speaking about Hilchas Pesach. The halacha is that we bring Pesach, we bring the Karban Pesach, an Erev Pesach Rishon. But if there are people that were Tamei Erev Pesach Rishon, they bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni, Yud Dalet Iyar. But if most of the Tzibur is Tamei, then the halacha is that the Karban Pesach is brought on Pesach Rishon. And now we have a machloika, says the Gemara, of Rav and Rav Kahana. In a situation, Reisha Yisrael, Mechza Torah and Mechza Tamei, Klai Yisrael is divided 50-50 between Torah and Tamei, Rav Amma Mechza Mechza Karoiv, and therefore the halacha is that the people could bring the Karban Pesach, even the people who could bring the Karban Pesach, bring it on Pesach Rishon. Rav Kahana Amma Mechza Mechza Ena Karoiv, and they wait for Pesach Sheni. V'asam, ask the Gemara, my time of the Rav, does it, if Rav holds a mechza mechza, is not considered as roiv, as the Gemara just said, that under normal circumstances, everybody agrees that mechza mechza is not considered roiv, what's pshat in this Gemara? Says the Gemara, the ksiv ish ish kiye tamil nefesh. And we learn from here, ish nitcha, an individual is pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a whole tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. They will make Pesach Rishon betuma. So once we have half of Klai Yisrael being tamei, even though according to the halacha, as we just are studying, it's not considered a roiv, but it's not considered anymore that we have yechidim, that there are only individuals that are tamei. And since it's no longer considered as if we have individuals that are tamei, so therefore, even though they're not derived, they will bring up Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon. However, there is a big discussion that what will be the halacha when we have such a situation where 50% of Klai Yisrael is tamei, 50% of Klai Yisrael is Tahor. We're learning under such circumstances the coming Pesach is brought on Pesach Rishon, but there are many that suggest that they're not brought all together, the Tameim and the Tahirim. Rather, what happens is that each group brings the Korban Pesach separately. Even though the Gemara just told us that Mechza Mechza in a Karoiv, and the Gemara just taught us that Korban Pesach, according to Rav, is an exception to that rule, the same halacha, the Rishonim suggest, that we are treating Mechza Mechza Karoiv is in one other place in halacha. And that's regarding Mechitza, regarding a separation, that we know that there are halachas, particularly when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, when we speak about Hilchos Erevin, if we have a wall around an area. There they say that if it's Mechza Mechza, it's considered that it's mostly enclosed, and it'll have a halacha of an enclosed area. We learned in the Mishnah, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, V'Roiv Shnayim V'Behema, Shnei Shchitosik Sheira. Ask the Gemara, Tanina, but what is the Braisa, what is the Mishnah teaching us? Chtina Chad HaZaman. We already learned this in the beginning of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah began with the words, Roiv Ruba Shalecha Kamayu. So we know that we follow Roiv. Why was it needed for the Mishnah to repeat this halacha? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Oshia, Chada B'chulin V'chada B'kotchim. The Mishnah repeated this thing twice. Once it's speaking the halacha by chulin, we follow Roiv, and once it's to teach us that by kotchim, the halacha, by kotchim, that the halacha is by Roiv. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to have separate lessons for kotchim and chulim separately? Answer my v'tzricha. The yeshmina b'chulin, if we only had this halacha taught to us by chulin, so we would say, Hasam hu desagli roiv. By chulin, roiv is sufficient. Mishim lav ladam l'tzarech. Nobody needs the blood of a carb. Nobody needs the blood. So since nobody needs the blood, the halacha will be that it's considered satisfactory. The roiv is enough. Avakotchim, when we shecht kotchim, that the purpose of the kotchim is ladam utzarach, that we want to get the dam. Eimelei tizgalei ruba, maybe their roiv should not be sufficient, and the halacha should require adikakule, that unless you cut the simonim entirely, it's not a valid shechita. On the other hand, v'yashim in a kotchim, if we had only learnt the halacha by kotchim, that you need roiv, mishim del dam hutzarach. And therefore, we would say that that's where roiv is required, because we need to accumulate blood. Aval chulin the dam leitzarach, when we're shechting chulin, that there's no need to accumulate blood, maybe we would suggest, ema bepal besagalei, even just cutting 50% of the simonim is enough, kamash malon. Ask the Gemara, so now we understand why the Mishnah had to teach this halacha twice. But ask the Gemara, hey bechulin, v'hei bekotchim. Which part of the Mishnah, this halacha was taught in the Reisha and the Sefer, and where is the halacha by Kotchim taught, and where is the halacha by Chulin taught? And the Maram asks a very obvious question. What's the difference? And that's the difference. We're going to spend time in Gemara bringing rayas, which part of the Mishnah is by chulin, which part is the Mishnah talking about kachim. Wouldn't it be enough that the fact that the Torah said, that the Mishnah said this halacha twice, it's enough for us to be able to know that roiv is always enough. What's the difference? It was the ratio or in the sefer. So he answers that in each case of the Mishnah, there's a unique halacha to be learned, because as we learned, there's a reason for it to tell us the chulin and the kachim. But if the Mishnah had to say these two cases, because if it only taught us one halacha, we would say that it's only bechulin. And otherwise, if on the other hand we can't learn chulin from kachim, then we want to learn from the Mishnah is the one bechulin and one by kachim, because to be able to understand why the Mishnah taught us both, how we'll be able to understand the Mishnah properly. So says the Gemara, Amravka, and I'm Mestabra, it makes sense to understand that the Reish is speaking about Chulin and the Sefer is speaking about Kachim. Ask Mamamai, why do you say so? Says the Mamidik Tani, the beginning of the Mishnah says, Hashachar Erech Ba'oif Eshnaim Ba'behema. Visakadayatech Reish Ba'kachim. Says the Gemara, if we're going to say that the Reish is talking about Kachim, so then the word Hashachit is inappropriate. Hamoylik Mibayle, because we know when we kill the bird for a carbon, we do Malika, not Shechita. Elamai. So says the Gemara, so what are you going to want to say now? That the Sefer is Kachim. But if that's how you're going to explain the Mishnah, we still have the same question. Could the Sefer say Shechitosik Sheira? And if we're saying that the Sefer is talking about Kachim, Malika B'Sheira B'Elei. So the Mishnah said it said Malika, because by Kachim we do Malika. Answers the Gemara Halakasha. That itself is not a question. I did the Salkma Behema, since the Mishnah spoke about Behemah in the first part, and there the right word to use is Shechita. So that's why Tanadam Shechita Sekshay, we use the word Shechita in the Sefer. Ella, Reisha, but if we would say that the Reisha is talking about Kachim, Michte Eloivkai, we don't have any continuation of the Mishnah. Visa Kadachta B'Kachim, and if we're going to say that the Reisha is talking about Kachim, then the right wording should be Hamaylik Mibayli. Rasim bar Chayamar, again, Rasim bar Ashi agrees that the Reisha is Chulin, but he brings a different reason to say so. Reisha Michulin Mihacha. Diktani Echid Ba'oif. Visa Akadata B'Kachim, if we're going to say we're talking about Kachim, Hoika Elos Oif. That we know, as we've discussed numerous times, that when we check that do Malika and Elos Oif, there it's Shnei Simonim. So the Mishnah is saying, that one siman is enough is not really accurate, because by oil soif, which is kachim, you need two simanim. Myroi asked the Gemara, Elamai, we're going to say the sefer b'kachim. But in the sefer, what are the words of the sefer? Roiv echad b'oif. But ask the Gemara, according to what we just learned, that wording is inaccurate, because ha'ik oil soif, the boy shnei simanim. The oil soif needs two simanim. Ask the Gemara, my roiv echad. What is meant when it says roiv echad? Roiv kol echad ve'echad. It means each one of the simonim, we have to cut roiv. And says the Gemara, bedinhu, and really, because of oil sa'if, the proper wording at the sefer ought to have been listening roiv shnayim. But the reason the Mishnah avoided using those words is because kivin dekachatis tesaglei b'chatsimin, since by chatis, we do Malik only in one simon, b'shem hachloi psikalei, and that's why the Tana wanted to avoid discussing how many simonim are cut, because they are a different, halachas. Rapapama, to which Rapapa says, the reish b'chul mahacha. The raya, Rapapa brings a different raya, that the reish is speaking b'chulin. Because the Tanya Rabbi Huda, I match Yishkeres of Regan. Rabbi Huda said that we also have to cut the Vereden when we do the Shechita by the bird, or Pliga Rabbanan Alei. So it pegs the Gemara. Yeah, b'shlam b'chulin. It was saying that the reish is talking about chulin, And the reason we're cutting the viridin is because we want to get, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, we want to get out all the dam. Shaper, it's easy to understand. It's easy to understand the Mishnah. Eli am b'kotshim, if we're saying that the Reish is speaking about kotshim, am I pliga rabban alei? Why would the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? As we've been saying in our shir today, the purpose of the shechita by an animal is to get the dam. Who atzmoy l'dam utzarach? He needs the dam. So certainly the rabbanon should agree that you should have to cut the veridim. The fact that the Mishnah speaks about the veridim is an indication that we're speaking about chulin, where we don't need to get the dam out. Still, Rabbi Yehuda taught that we have to get the dam out. We still have to get out the dam for that reason. Rav Ashi says Rav Ashi has a different proof that the seif is talking about kachim. Rav Ashi am a seif in the kachim mehocha. This is where we know the seif is by kachim. The tani we're going to learn in the next Mishnah Mitzvashem. Hashoch shnei reishim keechad. If somebody shechs two heads at the same time, the halacha is shechitasik sheira. And we learn from the wording of that Mishnah, shechit the yevedin, that type of shechit is only kosher with the yeved, l'chatchil aloi. So makes the Gemara's point. If we're going to say that the Mishnah there is speaking about kachim, that's why hanad l'chatchil aloi. In other words, this halacha of shechitas, of two shechita two at the same time, is the continuation of the sefer. Of our Mishnah. So if it's the continuation of the sefer of our Mishnah, the sefer of our Mishnah was saying now speaking about kachim, we could understand why the halacha would be the lechatchila we should not shecht by kachim. We should not shecht two animals together. And the word hashoichet means b'di'evid. Because if the Mishnah was going to tell us that it's kosher l'chatchila, the wording should have been shoichet echad ba'oif v'shnayim behema without the hay. The fact that it says the hay indicates that it's b'di'evid. Another explanation that the Rishonim suggest is the Mishnah says shchitasik sheira. Sheira means it's only kosher, only b'di'evid, not l'chatchila. So now explains the Gemara. Iam b'shlom b'kotshim l'chatchila loy. So if we're saying that speaking about kotshim, and the halach l'chatchila should not, that the animal, we should not kill two animals at the same time, because there's a reason for that. There's a pasuk for that. Shum the Tanner Rabbi Yosef. The pasuk says by kachim chisiz b'chu zevach shlom al Hashem l'ritzoinchem tizbechua. The word tizbechua is really a combination of two words. Tizbach hu. Tizbach means shloish shnayim shoichtem zevach echad. We should not have two people holding a knife at the same time. And the way the Rishonim explain, it doesn't just mean that we shouldn't have two people shechting an animal at the same time. It also means that we shouldn't have a situation where one person begins the shechita and the other person completes the shechita. So we learn that from the word tezbechua. V'amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana, in explaining this pasuk, that the pasuk says tezbechua with an extra vav. Tezbechua ksiv. So there's a kri that it's a lashon rabim, but the pasuk says tis b'chua ksiv. The kri and the ksiv aren't together. Ela amrit b'chulin. If we can say that the Mishnah is talking about chulin, afil l'chatchila, two people could shecht together. And this halacha that only one person should shecht at the same time is only by kachim. So I saw the Rishash says, why do we have to have a special halacha to teach us this? Isn't there halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? And if there's halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, so that's why we can't have a mitzvah done at the same time. So the Magen Avraham says that the halacha of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is only said by mitzvahs that we are obligated to do. Here, by mitzvah that we're not, it's a mitzvah shel rishus, is not a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. So the Mishnah speak, we're talking about karbanos that are in the Dorim Nedavos, not karbanos that we're obligated to do. So the reason cannot be because ain oisim chavilas chavilas. And continues the Gemara, Vaf Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, that the Reisha b'chulin, the Sefer b'kachim, he too agrees that the Reisha of the Mishnah speaking about chulin, the Sefer is talking about kachim. Dom Rav Shimon Lakish, Machas Shnina Rubi Shalecha Kamayu, once we learned that Alocha's Roiv is enough, why do we learn again at the end of the Mishnah? Again, the Alocha, Lamishaninu, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, Roiv Shnaim Ba'behema, says the Gemara, Lefisha Shnina, because we learned the Masech the Yuma, that when the Kohen HaGadol did Avoda Yom Kippurim, Hevi'eloi as Hatamid, they brought to the Kohen Gadol Kohen Tamid, and Kartsoi, he cut most of the Simonim. Umirik Achar, Shchita Sal Yad, and then with somebody else, a different kind, completed the Shchita. Yochol Loi Mirik, you would think that if there wasn't a second kohen who completes the shechita, yei posel, this carbon should be posel. L'kach shenina, roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim b'behema. That to repeat that even though by chulin roiv is sufficient, the Mishnah came to teach us that so too is the halacha by kachim as well. So we're learning here that the primary way of doing the cut of the Shechita on Yom Kippur, and we'll speak about this more in a moment, was through the Kohen Gadol, and there was another Kohen who completed. So the question is, Rashi says that the halacha is that who did the Mirik? Another Kohen. But why does it have to be another Kohen? Haven't we learned that the halacha is that Shechita Ksher Bezor, we learned this halacha many times. So I saw that the Rishonim suggest that on Shabbos, we know, we've spoken many times, Kabbanis could be brought on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, the Kabbanis that the Torah tells us to bring. But even though the halacha normally is Shechita Ksher Bazar, on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, we will only let a Kohen do the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, Avoid may be done in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it involves Chil Shabbos. But not under all circumstances. It's not everybody, only Kohanim. Our Gemara has been speaking about Roiv, and our Gemara has taught us that when you come to Shechita, the halacha is that L'chatchila, as we discussed in our previous year, the halacha is you only have to do Roiv. You only have to shech Roiv the Simonim, certainly by Chulin, and we're learning now even by Kachim. But there are other places where the halacha is that you have to have a shear, and the halacha is that we don't rely on Roiv. So how do we understand this? So I think that we have to divide this question into a number of categories. One category that we have to identify is Shechita. Well, we have to do an act to be able to eat the animal. And in order to be able to eat the animal, we have to do an act for Shechita. And the halacha teaches us, as we've been learning in our shir, that roiv is enough. However, when we speak about example like dalakaisis. So the question is, by dalakaisis, do we have to rely on roiv? Can we? Is it okay to drink roiv kais, or is lechatchila should we drink the whole kais? So there, the paiskim say it's better to drink the whole kais. Why is it any different than shechita? So the paiskim explain: shechita is not the mitzvah itself. Shechita is there to be able to eat the meat, and as we're learning over and over, in order to be able to eat the meat, we have to shecht it to be able to eat it. By dalakaisis, the dalakaisis are not here to serve a purpose for something else. The dalakaisis are the mitzvah of Pesach, and they serve an independent purpose. And a case where a mitzvah serves as an independent purpose, their halacha is that l'chatchila should not rely on roiv. Then there's a third case. We often speak about shiurim. The halacha is that a mikveh has to be memsah. And the halacha is that if you'll have roiva memsa, you wouldn't have a kosher mikvah. And the question is, why wouldn't that be a kosher mikvah? And the answer is, because there, the halacha is that a tzibur, that the halacha is, there's a definition of what is a mikvah. And if it's not a whole amount, it's not pshat that you have roiv. You don't have a mikvah, and therefore there we can't rely on roiv. The Mishnah, the Gemara taught us that when it comes to Pesach Sheni, ish nitcha, an individual is pushed to Pesach Sheni. However, if it ain't tzibur nidachim, the entire community is not pushed to Pesach Sheni. So I saw that the Rav Shumi Belz explains that the lesson from here is that an individual sometimes could fall away. We don't always know what's going to happen to an individual. However, if it ain't tzibur nidachim, Klal Yisrael will never be lost. Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Nitzchias. And Nitzchias means eternity. And if it's not eternity, then we don't have to worry about tzibur nidachim. And therefore, he suggests that every member of Klal Yisrael is supposed to connect himself to Knesset Yisrael. Because by connecting yourself to Klal Yisrael, what you're accomplishing is that you are Nitzchias, that nothing can help, nothing can push you away. So we continue going back to the halacha that we just discussed, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings the Karban Tamid, and then he doesn't finish it. Somebody else does the completion of the Shechita. We say it was a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Amar Ma'ayochalei Marek Yepasol. We think if that wasn't done, the Karban would be Pasol. The Karban would be Kasol. Says the Gemara, how can we have such a Havamina? Asked the Gemara, Im Kain, Havalei Avoid Ba'achar. If it's absolutely essential that another Kohen participate, then what that would mean is that the avoida needs to have a second person to make it a kosher avoida. And the Mishnah and the Gemara Masech Tahoris teaches us that kol avoida Yom Kippurim, everything that was done on Yom Kippur, ein ksheris elba. The halacha is only the kohen gadol could do it. So it's obvious that it's not an absolutely essential avoida. Hachikamer. And it says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Yochli Eposim Adrabanan. We would think if there was not someone else who was there to complete the Shechita should be posel at least Midrabanan. Teaches us the Gemara, Rav Ech, that's why we learned, and our Mishnah, Rav Ech, Rav Shnayim Behema, the Shechita is Kshera, and therefore if there's no one to complete it, it doesn't make a difference. So ask the Gemara, Omeacha, if the halacha is that even if there's no one here to complete the shechita, it's by the Yom Kippur, it's still going to be a good shechita, so then why do we have to go through this having somebody else come and complete the cut? Answers the Gemara, because mitzvah lamarek, there's a mitzvah to do so. Going back to something we've been discussing many times in our shiur today, and that is that the mitzvah, whenever we bring a carbon, is to try to get all the blood out. And since the mitzvah is to get all the blood out, so that's why we have somebody who cuts the rest of the bird, cuts the rest of the animal to make able to make sure to have everything help. The halacha, I saw that the Sefer Sifsei Chaim explains that even though we're learning in our Shia now that all the avoda on Yom Kippur is supposed to be done through the Kohen, but the Gemara Masech the Yuma tells us that there were many people who stood in the Azara, many people stood by the Sar Lazazel to be there as the Kohen Gadol did the avoda. And the question that comes up is why do we need to have all these people standing there if the only person that really counts and the only person that could do the avoda is only the Kohen Gadol? So the Sifsei Chaim says there's a very important lesson here. We want, by having all of Klal Yisrael standing there, what we are saying is that the Kohen Gadol is our shliach. the Kohen Gadol who's standing here and doing the Avoda should be viewed as our Shliach. And he's representing us. And the way we're able to show that is by all standing there and showing you are our representative. But then there's another verse that we've quoted earlier. And when the Gemara here says that everything has to be Elaboy, only with a Kohen Gadol, it doesn't specifically mean the Kohen Gadol. It means Aaron HaKohen. Because it's actually a question. When we look in the Torah and we look at the Parshias, Akrimais, where the Torah describes the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen keeps on speaking about Aaron, the Zeis Yoveh Aaron. And the question is, why does the Torah single out Aaron? Aaron was the Kohen Gadol, yes, in the Mishkan, in the first generation after we left Mitzrayim. But Aaron was not the Kohen Gadol forever. So why does the Torah speak about Aaron? And the Tver Shleimer suggests that every time the Kohen Gadol entered the Beis HaMikdash and all of the generations of Klal Yisrael, the Aaron HaKohen was there to participate. Bezois Yoveh Aaron, that every time a Kohen entered the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron was there to participate. If that's the case, when the Gemara says, Enokosh Elaboy, it really means the Kohen Aaron, the first Kohen Gadol, was there in all future generations to participate and help make sure that the Avod of Yom Kippur was accepted. So as we have discussed many times in our Shiurim, that there's a specific way that Shechit is accomplished. By a Behema, 2 simonim are cut. By an Oif, 1 simon is cut. But the Gemara now starts discussing, when we speak about Shechita, what is considered the act of Shechita? Is the last cut which makes the Shechita valid Shechita the act of Shechita, or is all the steps taken and making a Shechita considered part of the Shechita? And the Gemara says that this is actually Machloikas Amaroim. It says the Gemara Amar B'Shem Ben Lokish B'Shem Levi Sava Ein L'Shechita El L'B'Soif. The last cut which completes the actual Shechita is what's considered the Shechita. Nothing before is not considered the act of Shechita. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Yeshna l'Shechita metchila v'tzoif." The Shechita is considered an act of Shechita from beginning to end. There's a machloket between Rashi and the Rambam regarding a case in which a non-Jew severed the first siman of an animal, and a Jew concluded the Shechita by severing the second siman. Rashi says that everybody will agree that the Shechita is not valid, and that's what it seems our Gemara says. Even though a Jew concluded the Shechita, which according to Levi Sava is the main part of the Shechita, still Levi Sava will agree that the animal may not be eaten, because when the first siman was cut by the Akum, he made the animal into a treifa. Because since a Nochri is not qualified to perform Shechita, when he cuts the animal's simen, it's the same the simen of an animal was severed, and an animal's simen that was severed made it into a treifa. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, says that the reason such a Shechita, that the first simen was done by the Nochri and the second simen was done by a Yisrael, is invalid, is because we follow the opinion of Yochanan, who says that Yeshnon l'shchita metchila v'asoif. It seems that Rambam is disagreeing with Rashi, and he's saying that actually, according to Levi Sava, if a Nochri cut the first siman and a Jew concludes the shchita, since the Jew performed the main part of the shchita, because ein l'shchita el l'psoif, the Rambam will hold, according to Levi Sava, would be a kosher shchita. So the Ar Sameach discusses that what is the basis of this machloikis of Rashi and Rambam. We learned on Daf Yud Gimel regarding the halacha about a Nochri doing shchita, and we spoke about why is a Nochri disqualified from doing a shchita. Tosfos says that the pasuk says v'zavachta v'chalta, so it indicates that only a bar zvicha, only person who's only allowed to eat meat that was properly slaughtered, is able to do shchita. So Nochrim, who don't have this obligation, that are not obligated to only eat slaughtered meat, they can't do shchita. So according to Tosfos, a Nachri is not qualified to do shchita. So then when he cuts a siman, his act of cutting is not called an act of shchita. So if a Nachri cuts one siman, so then it's going to be considered like the siman was cut and makes the animal trefa. And then even though a Jew cuts the second siman, this animal can't become kosher anymore. The Rambam, however, when he explains the halacha of a Nachri being disqualified from shechting, he quotes the pasuk v'kar loch v'chalta mezivchai. The Torah says that we shouldn't connect to the Nachrim. The Rambam says that the reason we're not allowed to eat from the Nachri Shchita is because we're concerned that he's shechting l'shem avodah zarah. So according to the Rambam, says the Or Sameach, it's not that a Nachri can't do Shchita. The Torah is concerned that the Shchita of a Nachri should not be eaten because we're worried that it may be for an avodah zarah. Says the Or Sameach that according to the Rambam, when the Nachri cuts only one siman, it's not a trefa. Because it's not that the Nachri doesn't have the ability to do shchita. He has the ability to do shchita, there's a new concern. And therefore, according to the Man D'Amar, says Dar Sameach, according to the Rambam, if the Yisrael completes the shchita, the first siman that was cut by the Nachri did not disqualify, because the Nachri is not somebody who is completely completely excluded from the halacha of shchita. Says the Bar Rabbi Hakamayim the Hechad the Shachet Siman Echad. When somebody, when the first siman was cut by a Nachri, the Siman Echad Yisrael she psula. Shrei Nasa Ba Masa Treifa Biyad of Tchavim. Again, as we said, this seems to be following the opinion of Rashi, because when the Nachri cut the first siman, the halacha is that it's not considered an act of shchita at all. And since it's not considered an act of shchita, it made the animal into a trefa, because what he did is useless, and therefore the animal is now a trefa, nothing could happen. Furthermore, be'ailus oif, where the halacha is, as we said earlier in our shir, where you have to do malika on two simanim, nami, the same halacha will be, there's another halacha when we speak about the ailus oif versus the chatas oif. The ailus oif has to be brought on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and the Chatas Oif is brought on the lower half of the Mizbeach. And therefore says the Gemara, Hech the Malach Simen Ech Lamata, when one Sim was cut on the bottom, the Simen Ech Lamala, everybody will agree with Pasul. Because everybody agrees, as I said, that the Oilus Oif has to be done on the upper half of the Mizbeach. And even if you hold the English Shchita El Psoif, by cutting part of the simonim on the lower half of the Mizbeach, what Lamata Mechuta Sikra, what you have done here is Hare Osa Bamasa Chatas Oif Lamata. You didn't treat it like an Oilus Oif, you treated it like a Chatas Oif. And once you treated it like a Chatas Oif, even though it didn't become a Trefa, it was cut properly, but it was cut in the wrong place. That will disqualify the carbon. Where will we have a machloikus? Where one simon we discussed very extensively at the end of Masechet Zvachim, this or Shkutei Chutz. This or Shkutei Chutz teaches us that a carbon has to be brought on the carbon has to be brought specifically in the Azara. And if somebody shechts the carbon outside of the Azara, it's pasul. What happened was, Kagan Sheshachet Simon Echad, by Oilus Oif, where Halacha requires that we should cut two simonim, one was cut outside the Azara, Simon Echad Befnim, and one was cut inside the Azara. And the Gemara explains, L'manda miyeshno shchita t'chila atzoif mechayiv. There's a chiyiv for cutting, for shchutei chutz, and cutting the first simon is part of the shchita, and somebody who cut it, Chutz Lazara, violated this Esser. Laman Dama, however, according to the opinion, the English Shchita El Psoif, Loi Mechayiv. You won't be Chayiv for Shchita Chutz, and the reason you won't be Chayiv for Shchita Chutz, because the only simon that counts is the second simon, and that second simon was done in the Azara. Amalei Rabbi Basim, Rabbi Basim said to Rava, Malo Yamahachi, Omanu, who's the man that doesn't agree with you? Rabbi Yosef. Because he said, Hech de shachet simen echad b'chutz, v'simen echad b'fnim, l'nami posel. Everybody will agree that if the first simen was cut chutz la'azara, even though the second simen was cut in the azara, the halacha is that you're not allowed to shecht it that way. Because, sh'yosu b'mas chattas oif b'chutz. As we said a moment ago, a chattas oif we only cut one simen. Obviously, that simen must be cut inside the azara. So if you cut that one simen outside the azara, that's called shchuti chutz. Where is the machlokes? Like nachle gan shachet miit simon bechutz. You shechted not in roy bechutz. The government befnim, and then you completed befnim. Leman dami yesh not tchitim betchil masayif mechayif, because even though the first part of the shchita, the first part of the shchita, every part of the shchita is considered shchita, and since that part of the shchita was done b'chutz, yichayv v'shuti chutz. However, l'man da'ama ein l'shchita ela b'soif, the opinion that holds that shchita is only carried out at the end, loy mechayv, because the beginning part that was done b'chutz is unimportant. And says the Rashba, according to this understanding, when if you would shecht miyit simen oil v'soif below the chutas sekra, but you finished it l'mal mechutas sekra, would have the same din. According to the man dami yeshin l'shchita metchil v'atzoif, it would disqualify it. According to the man dami ein l'shchita el b'soif, since you shechted that part above the chutas sekra where the oil soif is supposed to be brought, you're fine. Ask the Gemara, Master of Zera. The Mishnah teaches us, kol asukim b'para, anybody who's involved in bringing the paradoma, betchil v'atzoif, from the beginning to the end, but Tamas Begodim, a special halacha that we learn by Paraduma, Metamas Atayrim. So anybody who is involved in processing the Paraduma becomes Tameh. And the same thing is Paisanai Saibon Lacha Acheris. That means while you're working on the Paraduma, you're not allowed to be doing anything else. It's called Hesach Hadas. And if anybody who's involved in doing anything with the Paraduma, if he's doing something else while he's doing that, the Paraduma becomes disqualified. Let's say as the Shechita of the Paraduma was taking place, it became a disqualified Shechita and the Para became a Nevela. Bein Kaidem Psula, Bein L'Ach Psula. Whether this happened at the beginning of the Shechita or at the later, Eina Matama, Begodim. The begodim that they're wearing, which normally would become tamei, will not become tamei, because since there was not a proper shechita, so this was never called a paraduma. It was never called a paraduma. We won't have the halacha matam tairim that the begodim of the tairim become tamei. But let's say the shechita was done properly. Ba'azosa, the halacha is that we then take the blood of the paraduma and we, standing on Harazesim and Haramishcha, and spritz it seven times facing the Beis HaMikdash. Kaidim Psula, and that was done improperly. Kaidim Psula, anything that happened before became disqualified, Metama Begodim. Lach Psula, but anything that happened after the blood became Pasul, so it won't have the ability of being Metama Begodim. So now Rav Zeir makes his point. Why don't we argue about the Shechita? We're here by Psul B'Shechita. We said that something happened during the Shechita. So the Allah, so if we are learning that Yeshna L'Shechita Metchil V'Atzoif, so from the first second of the Shechita, we have an act of Shechita. And therefore, just like by the Hazar, the Allah is, what happened before became disqualified when we Matamed B'Gadim, what happened after became disqualified will not be possible. Here too, lach psula in a matam begodim. After whatever happened before the shechita became disqualified, the halacha is should be good, and anything else afterwards is not a problem. We didn't learn that. We learned that it's completely a problem in both. Amar Rav the skalka shechita kamar. You're asking a question from a case where the shechita became possible. Says the Gemara, that's not a good question. Shani Hassam, Gliel Muslim Afrei, when that happens, we now retroactively understand that the Lav Shechita Hiklal, there was no shechita at all. The act of shechita that took place was a meaningless act. And if it's a meaningless act, that's why it doesn't make a difference if at what point he got in touch with the Paraduma. He wasn't touching it during an act of Shechita.